Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The Boston Symphony Orchestra has left its summer home, but there is still plenty of music in the Berkshires.
I never get much for moonlit skies. I never wink back at fireflies. But now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light.
We're listening to jazz guitarist John Pizzarelli, who's beginning to see the light, and who will be performing at the Tanglewood Jazz Festival this Saturday afternoon. Morning Edition critic-at-large Ed Siegel joins us to talk about that and a lot of other arts events in the Berkshires this weekend. Hi, Ed. Good to see you.
Hi, Bob. Feels strange to be talking about the end of summer, doesn't it?
And a little sad as well, but still very good stuff happening. And let's start talking about Mr. Pizzarelli, who sounds like he might be a pretty good drummer.
Yeah. You know what I really love about John Pizzarelli, Bob, is that, like Louis Armstrong, you can't really tell where his instrument, the guitar, ends and his voice begins. He's really something, and he's performing with his family, really, in a radio deluxe set. They specialize in American standards, and it'll be broadcast on radio at some point in the future. He's got a special guest with him this weekend, another really exquisite jazz stylist, Jane Monheit. Let's listen to her try to lure us to a small hotel.
A small hotel with a wishing well. I wish that we were there together.
Jane Monheit, there's a small hotel. Ed, quite a lot going on musically. What about the theaters? They're still going strong out in the Berkshires, too, right?
Yes, they are, Bob, particularly in the southern Berkshires. It's Tony Simotas' first year as artistic director of Shakespeare and Company. He's taken over the reins from Tina Packer. But, you know, whoever is leading that company, they can turn a hardened Shakespeare phobe into a Shakespeare lover. They really specialize in a clear, natural way of delivering Shakespeare, no phony British accents or anything like that. And that's particularly true of the star actors who were there this summer. John Douglas Thompson is a great Richard III. Johnny Epstein is Leontes, the Othello-like King of Sicily in The Winter's Tale. And Packer and Nigel Gore perform Women of Will, which looks at Shakespeare's view of women over the years.
That's a full fall harvest basket of Shakespeare there, Ed. We're going to hear a clip. Which one are we going to listen to?
We're going to hear Johnny Epstein, who's back with the company after being away for a while. He's charging his wife with infidelity in The Winter's Tale here.
Or heard, for to a vision so apparent rumor cannot be mute, or thought, for cogitation resides not in that man that does not think. My wife is slippery, if thou wilt confess, or else be impudently negative, to have nor eyes, nor ears, nor thought, then say it, my wife's a hobby horse.
Yeah, Epstein's really great, I think. And the company also does contemporary plays. My favorites out there right now are Elizabeth Aspenleader in Bad Dates, a one-woman comedy show, and Gardner McKay's Sea Marks.
Gardner McKay, as in the TV actor,
yeah,
from the 1960s series,
right?
Adventures in Paradise.
That's right, one and the same. And he gave up acting for a life in the arts, but he was a painter, a sculptor, and a playwright, and a novelist. This is quite a good play. A little bit sentimental, I think, but for the most part, I really enjoyed this tale of two star-crossed lovers. But if you want to play without any sentimentality, then the place for you is down the road in Stockbridge at the Berkshire Theater Festival with Edward Albee's A Delicate Balance. David Auburn, who is a Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright himself, is directing A Delicate Balance, and he's got a great cast, including a fellow who's best known for these six words.
Open the pod bay doors, please, Hal.
That's from Space Odyssey.
That's right, Cara Delevingne. And this whole cast, along with Auburn, not only captured the terror of Albee's kind of scabrous look at middle-class life in America, but also the humor. And without the humor, Albee doesn't really work as well as he should. But this one works perfectly. And at the small theater in Stockbridge, Shrewsbury's own William Donnelly is having a world premiere of his play, No Wake. It hadn't opened when I was out there last weekend, so you're on your own.
I want to bring you back to something that you talked about at the beginning of the summer when you were very high on an art show in Williamstown.
That's right, Bob. The Williamstown Theater Festival is closed, but the exhibit at the Clark Museum is still going on. It's Picasso Looks at Degas. And it has the two paintings by the two men side by side. It makes you appreciate both men in a different light. Degas, the Impressionist, and Picasso, the Modernist. You can see how Impressionism led right into Modernism.
So, Ed, it sounds like you should do a little planning and put a bunch of different things on your calendar for this weekend out in the Berkshires.
You said it. That's right, Bob.
Ed Siegel, thank you very much.
My pleasure, Bob.
Check WBUR.org for more details of events in the Berkshires this weekend. And let's go out with Jumpin' at the Woodside by the Count Basie Orchestra, who are performing at the Tanglewood Jazz Festival Sunday afternoon. Critic at Large, Ed Siegel, reviews theater and the arts for Morning Edition.